to Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kilara Sen. Yay! Woo! Thank you, thank you. Hi, everyone. How are you doing? My name is Kilara Sen. I'm a female Japanese stand-up comedian, active in both in Japanese and English. Now I am live recording this at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most exciting places in Tokyo. It is November 13th, Tuesday, 2 p.m. in Japan. And this show is live recorded every Tuesday for about 1 hour from 2 p.m. and released on the podcast the next day. From the world's classic restaurant, Hard Rock Cafe, of the most international city in Japan, Sweet Wasabi will provide internationally hot topics related with Japan and up-to-date information and event information with international guests. Right. Yeah, today I have a special guest. Well, actually, he is not talking in this program, but he came to see this show, and he is one of the most supportive audience today, just sitting in front of me. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Jules.
Julie-san. Where from?
France.
France. Wow. Welcome, welcome. Bonsoir. Bonsoir. Yes, he came to see me all the way from France today. Hopefully, yeah. Well, a lot of things happened last week. A lot of things. I've been so crazy busy. But first of all, I had a Bible study with my Jewish friend. And you know what? Jewish people is very, very humorous, right? And he said, okay, I gotta introduce the first line of the Bible. In the beginning, God created human and the earth, and everything else was made in China. Okay, I love that. You like that? Cheers, kanpai. Yeah, I moved this weekend, and moving is really exhausting. Have you ever moved in Japan? How long have you been here?
About 3 years.
3 years. Where do you live?
Itabashi.
Itabashi. Oh, that's a good place. Very good access, right?
À côté du lycée français.
What's that?
French school.
French school? French school?
In Itabashi, you can listen to people in the street speaking French, and that's really amazing.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, the students, when they go to the school and they come back to school.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Actually, my mom took French class when she was working, but I have never seen her speaking French, though. Oh, maybe she, when she was scolding me, like, you shut up, maybe that was French. You know, maybe that was French, half French. You know, in English, people sometimes say, excuse my French. It's kind of jokey, though. Yeah. Excuse my French. It's, yeah. Also, a very crazy thing is happening out of my personal life, like a BTS. Do you know what BTS is? It's a Korean boys idol group. And BTS in Japanese, Bodan Shonendan, is very, very famous K-pop group.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, hip-hop and dance and hip-hop. Oh, you're familiar with Bodan Shonendan in Japanese. Yeah, and they are very successful in the States too. I think they are the first Korean boys idol group who got number one in US hit chart. But first of all, they wore T-shirt with print of atomic bomb. And they put words like patriotism. They put words like that. Patriots or, yeah, and the banzai. It went so flaming in the in Japan, and they were supposed to be on a TV show, music TV show, very famous one in Japan, but that was declined because of the T-shirt. Yeah, it's crazy. And also, yeah, it's really crazy, right? And make it worse, they wore Nazi's hat in their concert. Wow. I don't understand. Personally, I don't understand what they are going to do, right? Yeah. And I just researched, though, but those clothes were made by a fashion brand whose concept is war and fashion. But I don't get it. Why such big famous idols wear the kind of T-shirts or clothes? Well, maybe, you know, BTS are all early 20s guys group, so maybe they finally hit their puberty. Maybe. They want to just show the resistance, right? Right. Also, I don't understand incels. Are you familiar with the word incel? Incel, involuntarily celibate. Have you ever heard of that?
Celibate.
Can you guess what the word means? Yeah, very difficult. Incel, especially incel, is in American terms, and incel means like a guy who can't communicate or who can't date with women for a long time. And the opinion is that is not my responsibility. That is female responsibility. I'm such a good person, but female always ignore me. That's their fault. Let's hate females. That's incel. That's what incel is. And
in Tokyo. In Tokyo, and the girl was saying that with her, the date is only one chance. If okay, it's okay. If no, it's no. I was surprised. Only one time like that. Yeah. Many girls always say, no, one time is not enough. Yeah. You have to come many, many. She said, no, I don't want to waste my time. When you come, I say, no. And she said, the Japanese teacher said, it's very rude. Because when you say no like that, baby, he's shocked. You don't know what is happening.
Really? It's shocking for you?
Yeah, but no, when she said no, yeah.
But maybe we are supposed to very, very vague to show our expression, yes or no. But I think the tendency is very good changing because, yeah, a lot of guys can't give up unless girls say no, right? Right? I think that is very good part. I think it's good for girls to say no, honestly. Yeah, but and it's good for men too. Men can go to another chance, right? Go to find another chance.
Maybe sometimes it's a bit confusing because actually, when you go, the woman say yes, and sometimes it's like a no. After you don't want to go again because she already say yes, you want to go different side. And when she say no, you keep going because you want to challenge.
yeah, it depends, yeah. And some confusing girl says no, but she thinks yes. I know it's happening. Is it happening to French ladies? Oh, yeah. That's drama. Yeah, I love that. Maybe that no means K-N-O-W. No, what I'm feeling. Yeah. Understand what I'm thinking or know what I'm thinking. Well, I know Japanese girls are very confusing for, especially people from other countries, maybe. Yeah, we are very, very vague in attitudes or emotions. Oh, and I just saw a news that Pokemon's live action movie's trailer now open. Yeah, Pokemon live action movie is gonna be open soon.
Wow.
And a lot of my friends' reactions, majority of my friends' reaction is like, oh, it's very disappointing. Very disappointing. Yeah, because they say Pikachu speaks too much. Yeah, but in the movie, in the trailer, Pikachu just talk like human. Oh, you understand what I'm saying or something like that. Yeah, so as long as I saw the trailer, maybe the story was like Pikachu has not been understood by people, human being. But finally, he found a guy who understood what he's saying. And they are trying to fight against enemy. For me, personally, it seems very interesting, and I'm thinking, like, why the director, producers made Pikachu spoke? Maybe the animal protection organizer will complain about it. No, it's human's ego. Pikachu might not want to fight. Pika, Pika, Pika. It doesn't mean she wants to. It doesn't mean he wants to fight. Maybe they're afraid of that. The producers are afraid of that. So that's why, okay, let's make Pikachu speak. Personally, I like that. I like that. And Ken Watanabe was in the movie. Satoshi was an African-American guy. Partly Japanese, but partly American. I just saw the trailer, so I don't know what's going on. But yeah, it's very, very interesting. All right. So let's move on to the International Japan Hot Topics. In this segment, I pick up a topic about Japan internationally known, which may be sometimes controversial, and share ideas with a guest when I have and enjoy the different perspectives. So today's theme is genderless words and sexism in Japan. Why I pick up this one is I just learned that a lot of words are changing into genderless. I was very surprised to know that honorifics like Mr., Mrs., or Miss, those words are changing into a one word, mix, M-X. M-X, mix. Mr., Mrs., Miss, it's old. Mix. He said, mix is still a new word, but it's going to be common in 5 or 10 years. Very confusing, right? But you know, if you call me Miss Kilara, it might happen that I say, no, I look a woman, but my mind is man. It may happen, right? So for people whose gender is not decided, mix will be used.
Maybe that is made in China.
yeah, everything else was made in China. Yeah. LinkedIn, there are more than 150 kinds of genders, they said. But as long as I saw the LinkedIn, maybe it doesn't mean we can choose gender from 150 options, but maybe the research by LinkedIn, the people in LinkedIn should be divided 150 genders.
Maybe there is something missing. If you look for something, you will see. If you don't look, you will never see. If you look for 150 gender, you will have 150 gender. If you look for 200, you will have 200. If you look for 1,000, you will have 1,000.
More options, more divided. Yeah, I see.
If you don't want to see, you will
not see. I see. People can see what I want to see. That's interesting. Yeah. And the professor, introduced an example that one lady. Okay, the person is now lady, but when she was a kid, she thought she was a boy. So he grew up until 13 years old, but he found that, oh, I am a girl. Then he changed his gender into woman. He changed his gender back to woman. And at the age of 25, she thought, oh, maybe I'm guy. Then she changed her gender back to guy. And then at 38, she changed back to into lady now. So that is what's happening now. But actually, to be honest, when I was a kid, I also had thought I was a boy. I don't know why, because I never fall in love with a girl, but my behavior was very, very manlike. And
when you meet the right person, you will never hesitate. You will know this is a boy, this is a woman. It's only that when you look for something, you will always see. If you say, no, I am not a guy, I'm a lady, you will find yourself a lady.
Yeah.
It depends on what you see in your head.
Also, maybe I was influenced by my parents' words. As long as I remember that my mom told me that when I was very, very little kid, the parents were so busy that she couldn't buy clothes for me. So she put me clothes for a boy from other siblings. And also, I was very, very naughty when I was a girl, when I was a little. And they always scolded me like, don't behave like a boy. You are very, very boyish. You are very, very boyish. So I was I started thinking like, oh, I'm a boy. Yeah, yeah.
Out of the inference, if you have the strong mind, you will never change.
Really think so. And on the other hand, my parents are a little older than the average of my generation's parents. Like now they are almost 75 or 73 around. So they are a little old stereotypes. They have old stereotypes, and they are very sexist. And when I was a kid, I loved playing soccer. I loved playing soccer, but my mom told me that, no, no, don't do that, such a boyish sport. And I asked my mom to go to soccer club, to join a soccer club, like local soccer team. Yeah, recently, yes, Nadeshiko Japan is now very, very popular. But when I was a kid, I asked my mom to join the soccer team again and again. But my mom said, no, soccer is a sport for men. No! No! So if she allowed me to play in the soccer team when I was a kid, I might be in the Nadeshiko Japan. I might be in the World Cup. Yeah, so yeah, the world is very, very changing and very, very genderless. And I was also surprised to know that Canada's national anthem was changed in lyrics. Yeah, Canada's anthem lyrics was changed because there was a line that I don't remember, but boy, it originally had the word boy, but it was changed into them. Yeah. And also in the English world, there are a lot of changing, like fireman is now firefighter. Policeman is now police officer. So how about this? Manchester is a person Chester. Mm-hmm. And yeah, person Chester, people Chester, yeah. And you know, salaryman. In Japanese, we have a lot of Japanese English, right? And the salaryman. Salaryman is going to be salary person, salary people. Yeah, salary people. And also OL. OL. Office lady. You don't use OL in English, right? Office lady, so like office workers. So, for example, Ultraman is going to be Ultra people. Sounds like very maniac. Ultraman or salaryman, you know, Japanese English. But originally, man in Japanese, yeah, man also means also Man also has a meaning of 10,000 in Japanese. Yeah, 1万円. 10,000 yen is 1万円. But at the same time, man was the dirtiest word in Japan, which means female organ. Yes. But it's also very sexist because when you say female organ, for example, when kids say female organ in public, the parents will be so mad or they will be out of control. No, don't say that. No, I love black coffee. Thank you. Yeah. But if kids say male organ in public, they are like, no, stop it, don't say that. Why male organ is okay, but female organ is not okay, right? Look at the English stand-up comedy. Both words are very, very frequently appeared in stand-up comedy, right? Yeah, but for example, some Japanese words, including a man as a female organ, means a little, off-color words, like ageman. Ageman means a lady who makes their man more successful or happier, but it sounds very, very off-color. But if ageman will be changed into, if ageman is changed into age people, it sounds very, very party people, right? It sounds like very, very party people and very, very peaceful. I love that. Yeah, age people. Yeah, so let's change man into people, even in Japanese words. Yeah. About sexism, there are a lot of feminists in the world right now. Feminists. And feminists sometimes use word pig to mean man. Did you know that? Did you notice that you were called a pig by feminists? Oh my God, so sorry. You are called a pig somewhere. It's you. But to be honest, I'm not such a strong feminist, but I'm just a independent female, you know. But I have an experience calling my man pig. Maybe that should be one of the reasons why I broke up with the guy. It's kind of a long story. In 2 years, he gained 8 kilograms. Wow. And I don't cook, so he cooked himself, and it's not my fault. 8 kilograms, he totally changed. And one day, when I came back home, he was watching a movie. That was Porco Rosso, Ghibli movie. Do you know Porco Rosso? When I saw that, I was joking like, oh, I didn't know you were playing the main role of this movie. He went so mad, furious. And also, I couldn't stop joking, like make it worse. I said, oh, I think you were in another movie. What's that? Oh, Babe. That was your movie. Please shake hands. Please give me autograph. He went so mad. Maybe that was one of the reasons we broke up. I love Chinese food, though. I love Chinese people. And actually, you know, there are a lot of not good reputation about Chinese people, but especially Chinese people working here are very nice, right? Very hard worker, but their attitudes against Japanese people and Chinese people are different. So when they talk to me like, いらっしゃいませ, どうぞ座ってください, please sit down. But once she turned back to the kitchen, there are Chinese chef, it sounds very, very angry. So from now, I gotta introduce some event information of the week of Tokyo. First, Zenden. Zenden, hip-hop artist from U.S. Showcase Tour. It suddenly decided, but Zenden was a very, very talented and upcoming rapper who was born in the U.S. and now living in the UAE. His rap, I heard some of his rap, and that was very, very lyrical and very, very unique. So I really want to recommend his showcase tour. He's going to Kansai area to November 19th, Monday, Kyoto Mojo. And November 20th, Tuesday, Kobe Alchemy. Please check up Zenden, Z-E-N-D-E-N. He should be very, very unique and a very, very interesting guy. So please check him out. And from November 19th, Monday, special exhibition of art starts in Swedish Embassy. Taking Swedish comics abroad, Issa Ekstrom and Kim Anderson. Oh, let me talk about this a little bit more. So, exhibition showing two of Sweden's internationally most successful comic artists. While their styles may be different from each other, they share relentless drive to take Swedish comics abroad. With successful breakthroughs outside of Sweden, a love for Japan, and a fascination for Japanese manga. It's November 19th to 30th, admission free. Yes, and the next Sweet Wasabi will honorably have Kim Anderson, one of these artists, as a special guest. Yeah! Thank you. Yeah, so we'll share a lot of about manga and the manga differences between Sweden and Japan. It's going to be very, very exciting. So please don't miss it. If you come to Hadro Cafe Tokyo next Tuesday, you can see Kim Anderson too. So please come to next Tuesday. And also, we've been live recording this podcast at Hadro Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi. So Hadro Cafe Tokyo also have special news now. So now everybody's talking about Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie. And Hadro Cafe now has special menu, special collection with Bohemian Rhapsody, collaborated with the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. So English breakfast burger. Seems very... Yay! Shimada-san, yay! English breakfast burger! Yay! It seems very, very tasty. Yeah, from London. Yep! And this special goes on until November 30th. So don't miss the English breakfast burger. I really want to eat it. Yep. And after watching the movie... Oishiso, after watching the movie, don't forget eat English breakfast burger at Hadro Cafe Tokyo. And also here, Hadro Cafe Tokyo just started his Twitter, HRC_TYO. So please follow Hadro Cafe Tokyo's Twitter account. All right, so Sweet Wasabi. It's live recorded every Tuesday 2 p.m. at Hadro Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi and partly edited and published on podcast the next day. So we're going to have special guests all the way from Sweden following weeks. Next week, November 20th, Tuesday, Kim Anderson. That's who I just talked about, a Swedish, very, very successful comic artist. And the week after next, November 27th, Tuesday, Simon Edenfors. I practiced the Swedish name, though. He is very, very funny Swedish comedian. Yes, he's having a tour in Japan, too, and he stopped by Hadro Cafe and shared the funny stories with us. So, if you come, you can enjoy the whole talk live. And this is very, very precious opportunity to meet internationally talented, successful, and very, very interesting people. And you can get my original merchandise if you come with autograph. And also, this live recording is admission-free. Just one drink order is fine. Personally, I want to recommend the lunch menu, which is very, very reasonable and delicious too. So be free to join us and be free to enjoy lunch and this live recording at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo on Tuesdays. And also, I'm organizing my event, PK Time. It's coming November 24th, Saturday from 6:30 p.m. in Akasaka, Ladaka. So in PK Time, I and Patrick from DR Congo will pick up world news and share ideas and sometimes have war of words and enjoy the different perspectives. So don't forget to come PK Time on November 24th in Akasaka, Ladaka. And sweet wasabi, in Japanese, in Japanese, I made a nickname of sweet wasabi, which is amawasabi. Amawasabi, amai. Just like me, you know, I'm very sweet, but hot like wasabi. That's why I named this sweet wasabi. And in Japanese, nickname is amawasabi. It's impossible. I'm gonna try. Yeah. Right, definitely. No sugar compete wasabi. So no sugar daddy can compete me. Yes, wasabi girl. Yes. And this sweet wasabi also has a Facebook page, which is @ sweet wasabi podcast. So please follow the page and be free to leave any comments, feedbacks, or recommendation for international guests or fan message to me or anything, proposal, anything. All right, and my name is Kilara Sen. Thank you very much for listening. And Kilara Sen also has SNS account. So please type Kilara Comedy, KilaraComedy, which is my account name on every SNS. So Kilara Comedy, follow me and leave comments on Please Befriend. All right, guys, thank you very, very much for listening to Sweet Wasabi, and I really hope you have special week and special weekend. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.